Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
Family Life Radio, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. And here's Misty with something good for you this morning.
A group of school kids had what they called the Wednesday Breakfast Club at a diner, and one of them, Sam, said, "My grandma cooks better than this." And so the next week, the Breakfast Club was on Grandma Peggy's doorstep. That's what they all called her. And it became this weekly tradition. Grandma Peggy would cook a huge spread for these kids every single Wednesday morning. Well, when Sam was tragically killed in a hit-and-run accident, Grandma Peggy thought she wouldn't be seeing these kids anymore. But the next week, the next Wednesday, double the number of kids were there on her doorstep to hug her and give their condolences. And she did what she knew to do. She started to cook for them. And since then, they have continued the Wednesday Breakfast Club in memory of Sam. And I love what Grandma Peggy says. She says it has helped her serve up a helping of healing to both the kids and herself.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
No.
I love that.
Little surrogate family formed there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think most of us know a Grandma Peggy type person that is very generous like that. For our family, it's my wife's Aunt Glenda.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Tell us. Aunt Glenda, you could arrive at almost any time of day and she'll make you food.
Oh,
I mean, she will cook for anybody and everybody. And so it's really wonderful. It's sweet. But I have to guard myself because if I go over there, I know I'm going to eat whether I want to or not. I mean, I showed up.
It's a mandatory meal.
Yeah. The first time I experienced this, we had just eaten something and I walked in the door and, "Oh, honey, let me cook you up some chicken here," or something like that. Oh. And I'm full. Oh, nonsense.
And no such thing as full.
You're being force-fed. I mean, every single time. So I actually show up knowing I need to have an empty stomach or I'm in big trouble. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. We're talking about how God has taken a difficult thing that you've gone through and maybe even a tragedy or something hard and turned it around so that you can minister to others with that. Marina is with us, so tell us what happened.
A few years ago, I actually just lost my grandmother. A few months later, we lost my uncle. My grandma was my best friend, so we did everything together. And when I lost her, I really fell into a really dark place, and I never thought that I would get out of it. But then my mom started taking us back to church, and we started finding the love of God again, and it was so amazing. And I ended up getting out of my little funk there. And now I've been working at a life insurance company for about 2 years. I'm helping people get through what I went through, because once their loved one or passes away, they call us. And then once we get everything done and situated, I'm able to talk about my experience and how I went through that and how we can help them get through that as well.
I love that. So you're kind of like a mini bereavement counselor when they call you. You just dealt with some loss and now you have a job helping people dealing with loss. That's amazing. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, it's definitely not something I thought I was ever going to want to talk about. But now that I know that it actually helps other people, it's not something that I mind. It's just, let me tell you what I went through. So maybe
that's great.
Help you somehow.
You know, that could be a good connection to Jesus, too.
Yeah, definitely. So we get into that as well. And then I feel the presence of my grandmother and the Lord.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Family Life Radio.
Grace is something that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. Misty, you saw something that was really good perspective.
I did. I feel like so much of our lives, we feel like, even if it's not true, we are trying to earn the love of people. And I think that may carry over into our relationship with God. You know, it's like, if I do this, God will love me more. But this was so beautiful. God's love isn't based on us. It's placed on us.
Ooh, I like that.
Like he loves us no matter what, no matter where we are in life, no matter what circumstance we're facing. No matter how we're behaving, I think he may get disappointed. But he loves you. And the great thing about really understanding and trying to wrap your mind about how you are loved by God no matter what frees you up to love one another well. Like when you can just kind of understand that concept of love.
Sure. That's unconditional.
Yeah.
Which true godly unconditional love is hard to fathom.
Yeah, it is so hard to fathom.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like, wow, that person that you can't stand, God loves that person so much. I mean,
and when we're not so trying to earn it,
right,
that allows us the freedom to give it.
Right. Yeah. We just need to know, okay, that's who God is. He just throws love around on everybody. Here you go. Here's love for everyone. And, you know, that's obviously how we should live our lives as well. And I think it does need, God's, help to do that with, there's certain people that's extra grace required, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you looking at me?
On our part.
Henkel, Fritz, and friends with you. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to talk about what makes you happy. I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder like maybe 5 years ago or so. And so like for me, I just always keep it positive. Like it's always just super positive. Like I always look at the bright side of life. I always just focus on Jesus for my day. I like people. I'm not really a people person, but I do like to do the best job that I can. Don't get involved in the world, basically, and, always remember where I'm from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I come from Jesus. So.
Amen.
Yes.
With your diagnosis, did it take some discipline to do all that?
Yeah, it does. I was in therapy for quite a long time learning how to deal with it. I had to learn some mindfulness techniques and all of that stuff. It was really, really hard, and it's still difficult at times, but there are days where I don't feel like I'm ill, and that's a real, real praise.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
days where you don't feel that way. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's all God there.
Very big.
Yeah. But it's a good reminder, there's a part we play, there's a part that God plays. There's a lot of ifs and thens in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, God is saying that you can take every thought captive.
Yep.
It's not easy to do.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
You haven't decluttered in 2 years? It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. That's the average on 2 years. Haven't decluttered in 2 years. And so just getting some decluttering tips. I think the hardest part is, and Misty, you kind of brought it up, the sentimental things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the papers you did when you were a kid. Actually, isn't that your mom that cares about that more than...
I don't know how I ended up with some of that stuff.
Did she probably gave it to you?
Maybe.
Because there is a stage where, like, my mom is giving me lots of things because she's getting older and knows that she'll leave the planet soon. So I'm getting all of her stuff that she kept from me,
Me too.
You too, Sally? That's happening?
Oh yeah. Mom's like, here. Do what you want. I think she can't bear to part with it. So she's been very kind and said, I'm never going to ask about this again.
So she's making you throw it away instead of her throwing it. That's what's going on.
So says my husband.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking decluttering and tips. If you've got some, 888-888-9976. Kathy's with us. What do you got?
I usually try to do it on a nice day, just one room at a time, just maybe like one room that day or something. And I listen to some Christian music, and that always helps. And then another thing I do is I put it on the take it or leave it table at church. So somebody else might want it or enjoy it.
Your church has a take it or leave it table.
That's cool.
Yes. I love that.
Me too.
Well, this is so cool about my daddy. He puts food on that table every Sunday, loads it up.
Oh,
and wow.
By the time church is over, most of the stuff is gone. But he does that every Sunday.
That's cool. Oh,
my goodness.
He is cool. He's a great dad.
I think every church should have a take it or leave a table.
We had something like that at my last job.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Where like if, you got a book or something that you didn't want or some sort of promotional item, you stuck it out there. But I think that's a fantastic idea for a church to do that.
I do too.
And it helps you declutter.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win.
Because then you think it'll have a second life with somebody else.
Right.
Maybe somebody else will enjoy my first grade paper.
There you go, Misty.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Henkel, Fritz, and friends with you. That 30-day challenge contest going on where you listen to Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. Giving you some free music, and then you qualify to win 4 concert tickets of your choice. Amber is on the phone with us. Now, how long have you been listening to Family Life Radio?
I just recently found your station.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
So you're like, okay, I'll try this 30-day challenge.
Yeah, I've heard of the challenge before, and I never felt prompted to do it, but this morning I feel like God was telling me to go for it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to give you some free music just for calling in.
All right.
And now you're in the running to win 4 concert tickets of the Christian concert of your choice.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And by the way, there's nothing like
Thank you.
A Christian concert just to be there with other people believing the same thing, all in unison. And
yes.
Pretty awesome.
About 7 years ago, my husband and I went to see Need to Breathe, and it was amazing.
Oh, they are amazing live.
They are.
They are so good live.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
We'd love to hear yours. 888-888-9976. And Christina, share what God's done in your life.
I just want to give glory to God for all that he's done in my life. And we hear of all the problems in the world, but it's always nice to turn your radio station on and hear something positive.
Aww.
So I just want to share that God is doing amazing things in my life. I'm going on 9 months of sobriety on the 21st. Alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, other hard drugs like methamphetamine. And it's only by the grace of God. He's miraculous.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Incredible, yeah.
That's awesome. What a change.
I'm here at the mission, and we actually take in the homeless. I'm the manager here. We take in the homeless. We give them food and clothing when they come in with nothing off the street. And sometimes they come in, just grab a shower, and they're out again. But we're just here to do the Lord's work. You know, we're his hands and feet. And they took me in, and it changed my life forever because they showed me God's love and mercy.
Aww. Wow, that's awesome.
They gave me a foundation in the Word. It's Bible-based. Just really give our testimonies and do daily devotions, immersing ourselves in the Lord.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, what is your good news of the day? We'd love to hear what God's doing in your life right now. 888-888-9976.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you. If you want to talk, our number is 651-8870. And what's that?
888-888-9976.
What am I saying?
8-9-9-76.
Hey, can I tell you the time I gave away my personal phone number on the radio?
That wasn't it.
Oh, my goodness.
No, don't call that number. So, you know, we were... This is hilarious. If you want to talk, just call that number, right? Yeah. You can text us at 58326. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
Randall from Oakland Township.
Yes, Randall. What's on your mind?
You guys are talking about those weird sounds and things that go on.
Yeah. We're talking about how it actually can raise your blood pressure, like the sound of people eating. Apparently is the top one. So what is it for you?
I'm going to tell you, I'm probably the only one literally in the world that has this issue.
Okay, what is it?
Ever since I was a little kid, if anybody takes, including me, if anybody takes a popsicle stick and runs it through their teeth, and right now I can't even say it because I'm already going into that feeling just drives me insane. Like right now, my skin's crawling, the tension, the friction, the sound, just running that popsicle stick through your teeth just drives me out of my mind. And I told my kids about it, and that was the worst thing.
You know, I am on board with you.
Oh.
For me, it has to do with the flavor and the texture of that wood.
It's like a tongue depressor at the doctor.
It's a tongue depressor.
The texture of the wood.
Yes.
There you go.
And I agree, if these popsicle companies could put a plastic one in there, I would praise the Lord.
It's bad for the environment, Kinkle Fritz.
Oh, well, that's true, yes. Oh, man. But still. Oh,
I know.
Man.
Well, I'm glad someone's on board with me. I feel better.
I'm totally on board.
You are not alone on that one.
Well, you remember, guys, those little Dixie cups would come with those little wooden spoons.
Mm-hmm, the paddles, uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yeah.
Why the wooden spoon? Stop it.
It makes your ice cream taste like wood.
Why?
Here's this yummy torture device, you know? Hey, we'd love to give something to you that's going to help you connect with God. It's a prayer journal, and it's pretty cool. Inside this journal, there's a scripture at the top and a space for you to write some things you're trusting God for, write down a prayer, maybe some affirmations. And today's verse is James 1:2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces endurance. Don't do this very often. Trying to think of the last time I said, thank you, right. Lord. Things are hard right now.
Yes.
Things are really tough.
Not your natural go-to.
No.
This reminds me of when I was in high school and I had just gotten my driver's license, just turned 16, and I got into my first accident. And I was parked in a parallel parked on the road, and I pulled into the lane and didn't even look.
Uh-oh.
This perfect condition 1966 red Mustang plowed into the front left part of my dad's car. And I was leaving my youth pastor's house.
Oh, no.
And I am literally crying. And he's out there and he's hugging me, holding me. And I'm like, I know I'm supposed to have pure joy right now.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I look so silly.
Rejoice at all times.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But this is not an easy one. I think this is one we can all work on. Usually when tough things happen, we complain, we grumble,
Yep.
But the idea that going through hard things makes you better on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And brings you closer to God.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I know that we really aren't going to look at a secular source for wisdom here, but you know what Kelly Clarkson was singing, and that is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. No joke, right? Oh, goodness.
I think it makes you stronger if you look to the right source here for that strength. But yeah, hopefully you can find a way to do that. Look at the trials you're going. And maybe you're in the middle of something right now. Can you turn it around in your head and go, okay, we're going to get better through this on the other side. We're going to get stronger with you, God.
That's right.
It's tough.
And then let us know how you did it.
Hey, we would love to get this prayer journal in your hands.
So we can walk through this life together, right? So when you give your best gift right now, we'll send you this encouraging prayer journal so God can begin writing your story of answered prayer in 2024. Just another way Family Life Radio is helping you experience hope in this new year.
And here we are halfway through the month almost. I guess almost exactly halfway through the month. Your best gift, myflr.org, get you this prayer journal, myflr.org, or you can tap the app.
Thank you. You know, I love football, and Becky does too. My wife does, so I'm blessed with that. But she claims I watch every game.